afternoon, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to another edition of our Knee-Jerk Reaction Podcast here at Cheesehead TV. The newest member of the Green Bay Packers is cornerback Dimitri Goodson of Baylor. We'll be discussing him, and it's just me for this podcast, at least for the time being. So you're going to get my thoughts on the cornerback from Baylor, member of the Packers secondary. You know, I can admit the amount that I've watched of Dimitri Goodson is rather limited, but that doesn't mean I have thoughts on him and how he fits into the Packers roster and things like that. Former basketball player. So apparently you're getting the athlete here, and that's what the Packers are projecting. They see a player that has good athletic skills. As a former basketball player, he has a 37-inch vertical, which is pretty good. I mean, it's not the very top by any means, but that's a pretty good height there for a cornerback who comes in at 5'11" and 194 pounds. And he has the bloodlines. His brother, Mike Goodson, is a running back for the New York Jets. So you kind of see the Packers, you know, are putting a fair amount of stock into bloodlines. We saw that in the third round with the selection of Richard Rodgers. His father, Richard Rodgers Sr., you know, played at Cal, is a special teams coach for the Carolina Panthers. You see him the same kind of bloodlines type of thing here with Dimitri Goodson. And you know, he had three interceptions at Baylor this past season. He was an honorable mention, all Big 12 pick. And, you know, a guy who's probably, you know, as a former basketball player, still probably learning the game of football a little bit. Not that, you know, he hasn't played football, but, you know, he's committed to basketball for a while, now playing football. And you know, there's probably a lot he can still learn. But I mean, there's potential here with him. They see the athletic ability, they see the bloodlines, and they're hoping it just kind of continues with a little more coaching. They bring out a little bit more in him, and he continues to do well. He ran 4.52 seconds in the 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine. That's a good time, not a great time, but certainly you can get by with that in the NFL. That's not a slow time by any means, so you can survive running that. But you have to have good technique, you have to have good anticipation, thing like that. You know, he's going to be a project, but for the Packers, you know, the good thing is they don't need a guy to play at cornerback immediately. They have plenty of cornerbacks for the time being. They just gave a huge contract to Sam Shields. They just, they have Tremont Williams coming back. They have Devon House coming back. At the slot cornerback positions, they have Micah Hyde and Casey Hayward. You know, there's you know, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Include Jared Bush. There's 6 cornerbacks right there. And that's not to mention the young guys who they kind of had on the practice squad, brought up late last season, Jamal Roll. There's a lot of depth and going to be a lot of competition at the cornerback position in Green Bay. But this guy will come in and they'll see what they got. Again, you know, they're... he is not guaranteed of a roster spot, but you never know. All of a sudden, there's an injury or two or whatever, and next thing you know, he makes the 53-man roster. So, you can't make these decisions already on these guys because, you know, you need to see them in mini camp and training camp and see how they progress and come along and see what he's got. But, it's certainly not going to be easy for a guy like Dimitri Goodson to come in and play for the Packers in the secondary at a very stacked position relatively on the Packers roster. I don't know how much he can, provide any sort of safety experience or anything like that. But, We'll see. I wouldn't guess at his size, 5'11", 194. He seems to be more the cornerback type, from what I can gather, from what I can guess. But we'll find out here with Dimitri Goodson. You know, the interesting thing here, though, and you know, probably the most insight I can provide on this little podcast is that two guys have expiring contracts at the cornerback position after this season. That would be Tremon Williams and Devon House. And you know, Tremon Williams, while he played awesome the second half of last season, but, you know, he's getting toward the end of his career. You know, it's certainly, I'm not writing him off, but he's closer to the end than he is to the beginning, for sure, Tremon Williams. And Devon House, he's entering the fourth year of his rookie contract and will be a free agent after season's end. There's no guarantee in 2015 that Devon House and Tremon Williams are going to be back, which is going to open up spots. And hey, Jared Bush his contract's up. Is it his last season as well? He's getting up there in age too. Pardon me as I take a sip of water here. But so, I mean, there's openings here for in a year for Dimitri Goodson to rise up the depth chart and play a much larger role in 2015. I mean, not to say he can't play a role in 2014 at all, but certainly it sets up that, you know, even if he is good, you know, there's just roster spots or places on the depth chart that will not be there, or, you know, will open up next year, or however you want to define it, that could be a situation where he steps into something. I don't know if it's a starting role. I would tend to think not. I mean, I think, you know, Sam Shields is set at one starting corner for a year, and then you've got Casey Hayward and Micah Hyde duking it out, even if Devon House and Tremon Williams leave. And I'm not, you know, writing those guys off that they're going to leave. Maybe they end up coming back on a contract. So, you know, it all depends on how the 2014 season is going to play out. So there's so much we have to learn yet and see. But the Packers getting an athletic prospect. He is 25 years old, which is relatively old for, it's, you know, very old for a rookie, you know, making his first year in the NFL. And I think part of that has to do with him. Was he at Gonzaga? Was that it? If that's the case, if I remember hearing that correctly, and that's certainly a very, very good program there at Gonzaga. Rob on our live blog says Goodson hit the shot that put Gonzaga into the Sweet 16 in 2009. There you go. I mean, Gonzaga, that's a really good basketball program. But I mean, I think that's why he's so old, is he gave basketball a shot there at Gonzaga and then, you know, transferred to Baylor, switched to football. So his clock kind of got pushed back, in a sense there. So that's, you know, why he's a little bit older. Packers taking a little bit older players here. Kyrie Thornton in the third round there, 24 years old. You know, not old by any means, but I suppose old for a rookie in the NFL. Dimitri Goodson, 25. I'm not, you know, necessarily sure I like that. But I mean, when you get to the sixth round, it's a little bit easier to swallow than, you know, wasting a high round draft choice on an old guy or something like that. So, you know, that's not necessarily something he can overcome. And you do perhaps like, you know, you get to be 25 years old. You're a little bit more mature, things like that. And that certainly can help a guy. I mean, I don't know Dimitri Goodson personally, but, I know human nature, that the older you are, the more mature you are, and maybe the more willing he is to dedicate himself to the weight room and working out and working on his craft and watching video and all those things. But, let's take a look here at the official NFL.com profile from Nolan Naraki and see what he's got to say about Dmitri Goodson. Strengths. Quote, excellent size, good athletic ability, hand-eye coordination, and ball production. Can turn and run vertical. Nice plant and drive, breaks on throws, has some upside, comes from an athletic family, and has NFL bloodlines. Weaknesses. Concerning durability issues. Injury ended his season in 2011 ankle and 2012 arm, and cost him games in 2013, his arm as well. Has short arms and small hands. Relatively inexperienced with green instincts. Press technique needs to be coached up. Loses separation at the break point. Limited tackle production. Gets stuck on bodies and doesn't set a hard edge. Will be a 25-year-old rookie. But here we go, the bottom line. An injury-prone hoopster-turned-cornerback, Goodson is a height, weight, speed product who shows flashes when he's able to rely on his reactionary skills and natural athleticism to break up throws. However, he is overaged and relatively raw. He must distinguish himself at the combine to elevate his stock. We'll get an extended look thanks to the increased demand for bigger corners. End quote. Is Dmitri Goodson really a bigger corner? He's not small, but 5'11", 194, that just seems to be average to me. You know, maybe he's got room to grow from a weight standpoint or room to put on pound or put on, you know, muscle. I am intrigued by the athletic ability. A guy who played major college basketball at a place, Gonzaga, a place like that, that's impressive to me. The NFL bloodlines are impressive to me. You know, I can go through all his measurables here at the combine. 4.52 second 40, only 11 reps on the bench. I mean, he's only a cornerback. You don't expect them to put up a ton, but that's a little bit on the, you know, lower end. 37-inch vertical, that's the best number he's got, I believe. 123-inch broad jump, 6.80 seconds in the three-cone drill, 4.34 seconds in the 20-yard shuttle, short shuttle, so... good numbers, not great numbers. I like the vertical. He can run, he can jump. Just like we were talking with Jared Aberderis last round, Dmitri Goodson could be a guy where he is cut at the end of training camp, is put on the practice squad for a year and brought along. And then maybe, like we say, next year, if Williams and House move on, perhaps. Maybe he's ready to play a role then. But when you're talking the fifth, sixth cornerback to make a roster, if you can distinguish yourself on special teams, that is such a huge thing. If he can be a tough kamikaze kind of guy, that would certainly go a long way toward him making the roster. And I honestly have no clue how much special teams experience he has. The injury issues they cite here definitely was a concern. They talk about ankle and arm. I suppose that's maybe better than reconstructive knee surgery. Injuries nonetheless. But I mean, how durable can you be when you're doing things like, you know, covering kicks and punts and the big collisions that can have there? Wisconsin Rob on our live blog asked, so is Goodson maybe the Jarrett Bush replacement? Maybe. We'll find out. He would seem to have the speed to be able to get downfield. I suppose it's a matter of, does he want to put his body on the line like Jarrett Bush is willing to do? That certainly, Jarrett Bush's calling card is, he's tough as all heck. Fast too, but so he's the good combination you want for a special teams player, though. So Dmitri Goodson, a good developmental project as far as I'm concerned, with only one selection left in the NFL draft. You kind of see the Packers continue to pass on inside linebackers, true inside linebackers, and it's so hard to get into their mind. I don't know. Maybe they plan on moving Carl Bradford there. They said they're going to keep him at outside linebacker to begin with. But they haven't drafted any true inside linebackers when guys like Shane Scove are still available and Max Bulla are still available. And wasn't Yawin Smallwood still available? Jonathan Brown of Illinois, James Morris of Iowa, all these guys. And all these guys have, you know, little things that is not exactly, you know, that are deterrents. With Shane Scove, while he was an animal at Stanford, he's got these knee injury issues. With Max Bulla, he, you know, was suspended from Michigan State and that whole kind of curious situation there. With Jonathan Brown, he ran over 5 seconds in the 40 at the NFL Combine. You know, there's all these little things. So, you know, maybe they're just kind of turned off by all the inside linebackers and are willing to wait until the seventh round to grab one or undrafted free agency to grab one. We'll see how that all turns out. They haven't grabbed the fourth quarterback yet. It was disappointing me to see Keith Wenning come off the board just picks before the Packers went on the clock. He was my favorite quarterback left on the board. I really like him coming out of Ball State. He's got ideal size, and it seems like he's got a good enough gun to make do in the NFL. Not a huge arm, but yeah, I mean, you don't have to have a huge arm if you're accurate and have good timing and make good decisions. And he seems to be a smart guy and makes really good decisions. I really liked Keith Wenning. I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback, but maybe the Packers go that direction here. You know, Connor Shaw is still available. Who else is still out there? I forget who's all available off the top of my head. David Fales, is he still available? You know, he would be a decent one right there. The Packers haven't really got a true backup safety. You know, they could use depth at that position. I thought Craig Lawston of LSU might be a guy they would consider. He doesn't have the greatest speed either, but I think, you know, you get to this point, sixth, seventh round, he's a guy worth developing there and worth taking a chance on, because I do think he has starter qualities. Rob says David Fales went to the Bears anyhow. I sit in here doing all these podcasts. I lose track of all who's taken off the board already, but we'll see. One pick left, unless the Packers trade back or something. There's not much farther to trade back in the seventh round, so I doubt that's happening. But anyway, we'll come back on air in the seventh round one more time to break down the last draft pick of the Green Bay Packers. Look forward to undrafted free agency a little bit, perhaps. We'll talk to you later then, folks. For now, I'm going to go get ready to watch the seventh round of the NFL draft. I leave you with a song called Bellwether by Lotus on Psy Fidelity Records. Mm-hmm.